With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump scores a big victory in the Supreme Court. In a 5-4 ruling Monday, the court decided to allow the Department of Justice to remove Venezuelan gang members from the country under the Alien Enemies Act. House GOP Conference Chair Lisa McClain says Congress has a unique opportunity to help President Trump bring about historic change.
McClain says members of Congress should not be surprised at the size and scope of President Trump's proposals.
He told you what he was going to run on. He's doing it.
And she says following the president's lead, Congress has a unique opportunity to usher in what she calls transformational change.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
McClain sat down with a small group of reporters here at the Capitol to discuss topics including the budget, tariffs, and extending the Trump tax cuts. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The European Union comes to the bargaining table over the new White House tariffs, floating a zero-for-zero tariff plan on U.S. goods. The White House says at least 50 countries have already called, which was the president's goal. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says he's engaging in direct talks with Iran, and a big meeting is set for this Saturday. The president has hinted at military action if a deal is not reached. Swollen rivers flood southern towns.
Days of unrelenting heavy rain and storms kill at least 18 people across the South, including a 9-year-old walking to catch a school bus swept away in flood waters. Governor Andy Beshear says the Kentucky River in Frankfort has crested, almost breaking a record.
What we have seen is rescue after rescue after rescue.
Other rivers crested to almost near record levels, and some are still rising, says National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Jarvis.
Had the right atmospheric conditions come together to produce extremely heavy rainfall and produce catastrophic flooding.
I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A military chaplain wins a religious freedom battle.
Russell Truby was reprimanded by the Department of Veterans Affairs for delivering a Christian sermon at a hospital in Pennsylvania. But now the VA, under President Trump's direction, has rescinded the reprimand, announcing that chaplains are free to preach sermons with explicitly Christian content at VA facilities. New VA Secretary Doug Collins says his department will uphold the statutory and constitutional rights of military chaplains. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
USA Fencing has disqualified a fencer from a women's tournament in Maryland after she refused to face an opponent who was a man. Stephanie Turner was competing in a USA Fencing sanctioned regional tournament at the University of Maryland. Online video shows her taking a knee in protest before her match and then being shown a black card by an official and disqualified from the remainder of the event. This is SRN News. Garbage is piling up in the UK.
Stinky garbage is piling up on the streets of the United Kingdom's second largest city. Garbage has piled up for a month in Birmingham during a dispute between the city and its trash collectors. So far, there's been no agreement by the two sides, but they will meet again on Tuesday. Union garbage workers walked off the job March 11th over the elimination of a job position and pay cuts. Now, mountains of trash are said to be visible from space, and people have complained of seeing rats as big as cats rummaging around in the debris. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Four Virginia high school students create an app to identify oral cancer. It uses a smartphone to take a picture of a person's mouth and then incorporates AI to scan the image and produces information on whether or not there's a cancerous tumor inside. They're working on FDA approval, and they want to get the app into the App Store and Play Store. More details at SRNnews.com.